Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Ken Schreiber again with our monthly expert interview. We're excited to have everybody on today's call today. You know, so many people nowadays are searching for alternative sources of income. You know, with the proliferation of electronic trading and the numerous trading software commercials on TV, perhaps you've been enticed to try your hand at trading to generate additional income, or maybe you've already, or you're already trading or experiencing some success, but you you know that you're not trading to your full potential. If you fit into either one of these groups, then you will want to hear what today's expert guest has to say. Bill Provenzano is a 20-year veteran trader of the Chicago Board of Trade and the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, and he is the founder of the Christian Trading Coach and Upside Breakout, which is a biblically-based coaching and mentoring program for traders at all levels. I'm very excited to have Bill here. He's an old friend and a very, very successful trader. And, Bill, we're just so glad to have you here today with us. Why don't you tell us just a little bit about your story and really the history behind your business, which is the Christian Trading Coach?
Well, thank you, Ken, and first of all, thanks for having me on board. And yes, we go back quite a ways. I think I was thinking about that this morning. I think almost 30 years ago we met back in grammar school. Man, it's a great pleasure to be with you today and with all the folks that are online. I began working on the floor of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange in 1987. 2 years after that, I began trading in 1989. You know, spending time on the floor, you either get the bug to want to trade or you realize it's not for you, and I got bitten by the bug right away. But, you know, as my title implies, Christian Trading Coach, my paradigm through which I view the world and through which I try to live my life is based on biblical principles and through the Christian worldview. And, you know, when I was preparing to start trading, you know, I spoke with a lot of traders on the floor, and, you know, while they offered great insights into trading, they weren't exactly coming from the same paradigm I was. And, you know, thus began my search for books or tapes from anybody in the Christian community who could offer some insights from a biblical point of view. And I really couldn't find any. Now, that doesn't mean that I couldn't, you know, develop good trading skills, which I did. But, you know, through my early years of trading, I distilled seven biblical principles that upon those seven biblical principles, I then built my trading business plan. And, you know, it really creates a firm foundation for me upon which to go forward. And I think it really was a huge factor in my success as a trader.
Okay. So, you know, what are some – let's just look at trading in general if we can. Mm-hmm. What are some of the common mistakes that most traders – let's take the beginning trader as a for instance. What are the most common mistakes that they will typically make?
That's a great question. Yeah, you know, I fell prey to the same thing. You know, early on what you kind of do as a trader, you have these two lines of thought running through your mind. The one is – okay, boy, I'd really love to make a whole bunch of money, and you may define it, you may not. You may define it as $1 million, you may define it as $100,000, whatever you define that as. Boy, I'm getting trading, it's a lucrative business, I want to make X. But at the same time, you have that track in your mind saying, well, I know I need to make, say, $200 a day to break even. You know, this is what I need to do to break even. So, you know, right off the bat, you know, there are these kind of improper goal-setting mechanisms going on. You know, a lot of traders, early traders, will sabotage themselves. You know, think about it, Ken, back in high school when, you know, one of our teachers handed us a 300-page book to read, you know, and you've got 30 days to read it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you do some simple math. Okay, 300 pages, 30 days to read it. So if I read 10 pages a day, I'm good. Well, okay, Monday comes along, you read your 10 pages. And let's say Tuesday you're still feeling ambitious, you read your 10 pages. Wednesday and Thursday you kind of slack off a bit, and now it's Friday. And so now on Friday, you have to read 30 pages. That's you've created a sense of tension and anxiety upon yourself as you go about doing your work that day. And it's the same way with trading. If you set apart or set out to make, let's say, you know, again, we'll stick with $200 a day. You know, Monday you might make your $200. Tuesday you might make your $200. Wednesday, let's say Wednesday you have a loss. Let's say you have a $200 loss on Wednesday, and Thursday is a break even. So now going into Friday, you've got to make $200. For Friday, you've got to make $200 from Thursday, and I even make $400 from Wednesday. So now you're going into Friday. Well, now I got to make $800, which is four times what I'm used to trying to make. And you know, that was kind of a a watershed moment for me. You know, as I began trading, I started experiencing success, and I really kind of I was searching for a way to set goals in trading that accounted for market activity. And what I mean by that is this: the market every day isn't a busy market. You know, much like you know, consider a batter at the plate. He's not guaranteed to get pitches in his strike zone, but he wants to have the best at bat as possible.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So, what I was struggling with is, how do I set a goal for income that didn't put me in that position where I felt like, okay, I haven't. It's now the end of the week, the end of the month, and I haven't reached that level of what I wanted to reach.
I haven't got my hit yet.
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly right. And again, you know, imagine the batter at the plate. If he's thinking, well, boy, I wanted to have five hits this week, and now it's the last game of the week, he's going to swing at bad pitches, and you don't want to do that, especially in trading. So what really was born out of that, and quite honestly was born out of a time of prayer, was something I came to call trading account giving goals. Now, what those refer to, and I call those tags, T-A-G-G-S. Now, what that means is, rather than focusing on a certain dollar amount that I want to make in a day, week, month, year, whatever it may be, rather, the focus became, and then really this was nothing short of inspired out of prayer, where I believe I was inspired to say, okay, once your trading account reaches a certain dollar amount, then give away some amount within there. So, for instance, and I'll pick random numbers. I won't tell you what my numbers were. I'll pick a random number that says, 50, 10. So once your trading account reaches 50,000, give away 10,000. So what that did, it's a subtle shift, but it's an important shift in mentality, meaning now you can kind of go into each day, each week, each month, and, yes, you recognize that you have obligations to make, but rather than your focus being on, oh my gosh, it's Friday or it's Thursday and I'm wanted to be up $1,000 and I'm only up 500 or whatever it may be, whatever your numbers are, you know, the numbers are going to be different for every person. It allowed me, trading account giving goals allowed me to focus on where I wanted the account to be, and then it took my mind off of trying to create profits on trading days when there really was little opportunity, and rather I focused more intently on each opportunity that came my way and trying to make the most of each opportunity. It's a subtle shift. It's taking your mind off of I need to make this, and it's putting your mind on I'm focused on every market opportunity that comes my way. It's a subtle but intensely important shift, especially in trading.
Let's use that baseball example as a for instance, right? Because the only thing I'm thinking of here is that, you know, you're a batter at the plate, mm-hmm. and the best hitters are the ones who realize where the pitch is in the strike zone that they can best handle.
That's okay? Exactly right.
So it's not even that it's a strike. It's mm-hmm. is it a strike that I can handle?
It's in trading we call that your high probability trades.
Okay.
What are the circumstances? What are the market conditions? The chart, whether you're looking at charts, whatever it may be, each person's going to be different again. But whatever the market conditions are where you've defined, these are my high probability trades. These are the pitches I'm going to swing at. And I'm going to be disciplined and I'm going to swing at them every time. And I'm going to have the, which gets into, what are the initial question was, what are some common mistakes that beginning traders make? They don't properly identify high probability trades, meaning what are the circumstances under which they're going to put a trade on, and they manage the money poorly once the trade is on, meaning they haven't defined at the onset of the trade, this is where I'm going to get out for a profit, this is where I'm going to get out for a loss, and the ratio, you know, I know some traders who will have a one-to-one ratio. They'll risk a dollar to make a dollar, and they're reasonably successful at it. Generally speaking, that's the really, really phenomenal trader who can do that. Generally speaking, I will advise beginning traders to define their high probability trades as those which have a 2-to-1 win ratio, meaning for every dollar they're going to risk, they anticipate to make $2.
Okay.
So that being said, and you know, I'll carry that further to one more mistake. The beginning, and this is a mistake that experienced traders make as well, is they personalize the losses. You know, we're all wired to not want to lose. You know, whether you lose a game of ping pong, whether you lose a bet on the Cubs or whatever it may be, it just kind of stings. It kind of has this personal sting to it when it happens. And in trading, you know, the thing about trading is it's a business where it's designed that such that even if you lose 30% of the time, if you only lost 30% of the time, you're a hugely successful trader. But, and that's, again, with proper money management.
Mm-hmm.
But the difficulty arises when the mindset sets in and you just kind of beat yourself up intensely over an ordinary, run-of-the-mill, part-of-the-process loss. You know, and again, it's about how you frame it. Think about a successful person who owns a restaurant. He's not beating himself up because he needs to order, you know, 100 steaks for the week. That's part of his process. It's part of his overhead.
Right.
Now, he can be sloppy about it, and he orders 150 steaks because he didn't do his homework, and now he's got to throw 50 out. Yeah, and he should feel bad about that. But if you understand the nature of losses as a trader and recognize that a 30% loss, a 30% loss experience on trades is not only ordinary but to be expected, and don't personalize them, manage them well, well, then, you know, you take that mental abuse out of the equation, which, you know, that's another thing that all traders experience is you know, mental self abuse. You know, we can sometimes beat ourselves up pretty severely.
Sure. And then when you combine that with trying to press at the end of the week or your end of your period, mm-hmm. You're really setting yourself up for going outside of your zone.
That's exactly right.
You know, I can imagine this, that, we were talking about the beginning and we started touching on the experienced traders, but I would think that even people with 10, 15, 20, you know, years of experience, they have a tendency to do that because, like you said, we're all wired, you know, we're typically emotional beings, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we're wired to be, you know, angry at ourselves or whatever when we go through losses like that. Is that when the experienced traders get really in trouble, is when they have, you know, losses or a string of losses in a row, even if it's within the 30% threshold? Is that where you see people going outside of their trading philosophy, let's just say?
You hit the nail on the head. This is a business, and again, this business has great correlation to baseball. I correlate it time and again to a batter at the plate. Batters at the plate, they go through slumps, and just like you know, they'll explore their batting stance. They'll talk to the batting coach. You know, did I change something? Let's look at the film. What am I doing differently? And the batting coach might be saying, look, you know, don't change anything. You're doing right. It's just an experience that happens. And, that can be when, just like most people understand, a batter would be tempted to start changing his stance or to start swinging at pitches that he wouldn't normally want to swing at. And, you know, sometimes you just compound the problem that way. So, you know, again, I'm going to tie this in then with, you know, with the biblical, with some of the greatest traits that successful traders have are peace, patience, and self-control. Well, if anybody's familiar with the scripture, peace, patience, and self-control are three of the fruits of the Spirit that Paul talks about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. Well, if you can have peace to, you know, take your losses in stride, and, you know, peace to be, you know, take your winners in stride too. You know, it's not hard to get puffed up over some of these winners that we can have. If you can have patience to sit and wait for your high probability trade to emerge. And depending on your methodology, you know, right now I'm using a methodology because I'm so busy doing other things, you know, working on this, and I've actually got a potential book in the works here. That I've switched my methodology to looking at very long-term chart patterns such that I don't have to analyze them day in and day out. But you know, there are some people whose methodology may be that they make 2 trades a day, or they might make 200 trades a day, but they need to have the patience to wait out each of those as it comes along, and then they need to have the self-control to put the trade on. You know, once that chart pattern emerges, you got to have the self-control that says, yeah, I got to pull the trigger, and to not second guess yourself. And that's a common thing among traders is, you know, that second guessing it, especially when they're in a slump. It's like, oh, you know, boy, do I want to pull the trigger on this one? You know, it's taking the emotion out of it and you know, taking captive your thoughts and replacing them with, you know, the peace, patience, and self-control, which is what I was searching for in my early search as a trader, to see, you know, what are the biblical principles that I can apply here. And so that's how I've gone about that.
You know, I mean, I'm going to ask you about that because we've talked privately about this. You know, how did, you know, implementing these biblical principles into your personal trading business, how did it change your experience? I mean, how did it change the way that you did business and how you made money? I mean, mm-hmm. because I know you told me at one point you weren't really tying these things in, and then all of a sudden you had an awakening of sorts, right?
Sure, yeah.
And it changed really everything for you.
Yeah. It was a work in progress, so to speak, and once the pieces started to come together and it really allowed me to focus better on the markets. It allowed me to understand myself much better. It allowed me to, you know, kind of have the freedom to, you know, sometimes, you know, people kind of have this self-questioning of success of, you know, do I deserve this? And, you know, it helped me overcome a lot of those things. And so, you know, so much of trading, again, with, like sports, it's 90% mental. And for me, you know, if you say something's mental, I'm also going to say that it's spiritual. So, you know, once those pieces came together early in my trading and as they were developed and as I distilled these principles, it's been a wonderful career. It's been a very nice career.
You know, it's funny when I started thinking about what you were saying about people pressing and living in fear. I mean, it happens everywhere. But you know, I grew up in a household where my father was in the market, so I understand the emotions that traders can go through. And one of the things that I witnessed a lot is even when times were good. Let's say you got on the streak, okay, that a lot of traders probably can't even enjoy the fruits of those gains because they're aware that could turn around in an instant.
That's right, and that I think, you know, kind of goes along the lines of what I talked about earlier, the peace. You got to have peace and self-control to kind of live the same lifestyle, you know, throughout, and that doesn't mean that, you know, as your income increases that you can't increase, you know, in maybe you want to move up to a bigger house or things like that. But, you know, in a business that can have fluctuations in it and, you know, can have significant losses in it, you've got to have the self-control to, you know, when the big gains come in, you know, kind of bank some of those and set them aside. You know, don't change your lifestyle with every good trade or with every bad trade. You know, you have a bad trade, doesn't mean you run out and sell everything either. You know, it's a matter of that self-control, that fruit of the spirit, of you know, of that peace and recognition that you know, this is for the long run. You know, let's not run out and spend everything, or let's not run out and liquidate everything because of one or two bad days.
Okay, I think that's sage advice.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, no, sir. I mean, I think everybody should look at the same philosophy, no matter what their business is, but specifically in the trading business, I can see how this is a huge advantage.
Yeah,
huge advantage.
Absolutely. And I would say, you know, I would say this, you know, trading really can be a very rewarding, exciting career. And there are a lot of people, like you said, you know, at the onset, they're either looking to replace their income or subsidize their income a bit. And you know, boy, you'd be hard pressed to put the TV on for a 24-hour stretch and not come across an infomercial of somebody selling some trading software and touting it. And I'm not saying that's the trading software is bad, but you know, there's more to trading than just buying some trading software and opening up a trading account. much like there's more to golf than buying some golf clubs and golf balls. There's there's much more to it than that. The great thing about trading is, it's not like owning a construction company. I don't need, you're not looking to replace heavy equipment every year, and you don't have employees and all sorts of the issues that come with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would say to those people out there that that are considering trading, that are looking into trading, I had an article published in a magazine recently that spoke to those people. Hey, explore it. But, understand the nuances of it. And, really, my certain advice is hire a trading coach. You're going to learn more from a trading coach in 1 month than you would learn in 2 years of trading. I put people on a continuum of a scale of 1 to 10, a continuum of 1 to 10, one being someone who's just investigating trading. They're sniffing around, or maybe they've made a couple of trades, and 10 being, that trader that makes every trade perfectly and knows how to take losses in stride. And I always joke and say, we're only 10s for a little while. We only get to visit 10s, whether you're a golfer or whatever. You get to visit 10 for a little while, but then 9 pulls you back just because we're human and we're subject to failures or
sure.
some things like that. So, again, on that continuum, in 1 to 5, that's the learning process. That's where you learn stuff. And the market can extract some expensive tuition payments. And especially if you're new to the business, there's 4 stages to learning. The first stage is, I don't know what I don't know. Just like in electrical engineering.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I don't know about electrical engineering. There's more that I don't know about electrical engineering. There are terminologies that I haven't even heard of that I don't know what they mean. So much like with trading, a trading coach will move you quickly. A good trading coach should move you very quickly to a stage 6, meaning let's get you to understand what are the trading pitfalls. Let's get you to build a solid trading business plan that's going to identify everything from the chair you're going to sit in to the number or the size of the computer screen you're going to have to who you're going to use for a clearing firm. And this all may sound like a whole lot at first, but in reality. These are things you can distill pretty quickly, but there are things you need. Those are things you need to address. Am I going to trade from home? Am I going to trade from an office? Am I going to share office space with other traders? There's plenty of trading arcades where you can do that. What are the pitfalls of trading from home? What are the, what are the charting companies out there? These are a lot of things. And much like somebody would hire a mortgage broker. There's so much out there that you want to distill it quickly, and you want to distill it efficiently. And, I assure you the cost of a trading coach is fractional compared to the losses the market can take from you in the first few months.
Yeah, the tuition, what you were talking about before, the tuition
yeah.
that you have to pay to learn.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question about it. And anybody who expects to be in the top of their game, let's look at Tiger Woods.
Mm-hmm.
Tiger Woods, has coaches.
Exactly.
And arguably, he is, the best golfer that's ever played the game.
Yeah.
And, it always amazes me that people don't solicit help to speed up the process. It's about velocity is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how quick can I get to that goal? And once I get to that goal, everything seems to move exponentially.
Absolutely.
If
Absolutely.
You have the help of somebody who has, inside knowledge. Now, just out of curiosity, let's assume that we have callers on the call here that are, investigating getting into trading.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is the flame out rate? Let's just use that as I don't even know if that's the right word.
Sure,
but
sure.
What is the burnout period for somebody who's new because they just don't know what they don't know?
I have come across some soft studies, meaning that there's really no hard number, but the common number kicked around is 90 to 95% of the people who attempt trading are out of the business in the first year or two. And again, that's mostly because of I'm going to give you a great example. I went to a kind of a seminar maybe about 2 years ago or so. I was investigating some new trading software, and I was shopping around for some new trading software, and I went to a seminar. And, there were maybe 25 people in the room. And the software was geared towards people that had not started trading at all. It was kind of like a very novice setup. And I'm not disparaging the software itself. I'm just saying that was kind of, it was geared towards that. But I wanted, you know, again, I was shopping around. I wanted to check something out. And it turned into really a very upsetting experience for me, because what I saw was a salesman making a pitch for some software, and the paradigms that he was expressing as to when the software would give buy and sell signals to the novice in the room, they were all nodding their head. But as I was looking at the screen, as you can tell who the traders were in the room, because we would raise our hand and ask questions, and he continually said, "Hey, could you please, you know, just save your questions till the end of the program." And what just really troubled me was, you know, he probably sold, you know, the 25 of us in the room, I'll bet he sold 3 or 4 packages at $3,500 a crack. And then there was some, you know, ancillary monthly services on top of that. And then you've got to go open up a trading account. And my heart just broke for those people, because, you know, these people were spending anywhere from $3,500 to $4,000 to buy some trading software. And not to mention, you know, opening up a trading account and
whatever money they parked in that.
Exactly. And I the trading software may have been fine and good, but the sales aspect of it just broke my heart, because while I didn't keep in contact with any of them, I can't help but think, how often is this happening? And you know, is one out of 20 getting some benefit out of this? And boy, it's hard to quantify, but, you know, like I said, being in the business for 20 years, I've seen people come and go. You know, when I got in the business, like I said, it was a different ballgame back then. It was, you know, most people followed the same path I did, meaning, you know, you spent a year or two on the trading floor working with traders, getting to know the business, asking questions. You had the benefit of doing that. And then once you know, you're ready to make that move, it was far more expensive to get into the trading business than it is now. You know, nowadays with a computer and some software and a trading account, you know, you can be up and running in a matter of a couple of days. But a computer and a trading account does not a trader make. There's much more that goes into that recipe.
The mindset we're talking about here is key.
There is not only the mindset, but, you know, the education of the mindset and the education of And I'm not saying, boy, if you're going to trade currencies, you need to know every aspect of the currencies. You need to know exchange rates. Because a lot of times stuff like that kind of gets in the way, quite honestly. It's understanding yourself. And like I said, for me, you know, understanding self means, you know, to understand my heart and where my heart is at. And that's where, you know, Scripture and the Bible came into play for me.
No, and I'm glad you're saying that, because, you know, as you know, that's my basis as well for everything that I do.
Yeah, I understand that.
These trades that successful traders make, now, granted, they're not all aligned biblically, right? But would it be fair to say that their traits that make them successful are also the same traits that you represent? Patience, self-control, I mean, is...
That's you're absolutely right, and the easiest question to ask is, well, you know, if there are successful non-Christian traders, then why come at from a Christian point of view? Well, I mean, that's just the basis that I come from. I don't apologize for that, and for me, I think of it in these terms. You know, if you consider within trading, there are things that we, you know, kind of nickname trading traps. And those trading traps are just, you know, bad behaviors in trading that you just sometimes, even experienced traders, fall into. You know, you get out of winning trades too soon. You hold losing trades too long. You keep fear fear keeps you from pulling the trigger on trades that you should make. You know, these are, you know, among the many trading traps. And if we think in terms of, you know, the recidivism, you know, we often, when we hear the term recidivism, we think of people returning to criminal behavior. But, you know, and these numbers can be debated, but I think in general, I think we can all agree on some numbers here. Let's say that a common figure bantered about of recidivism of inmates is 50%. So 50% of inmates will return to bad behavior that they know has negative outcome. Now, again, we're splitting hairs here, you know, moral behavior versus self-destructive behavior in trading. Those inmates that go through a faith-based program, upon that faith-based program, they are given work skills and life skills and study skills and employment skills and things like that. The recidivism rate among those folks is 1 to 14%. So we'll split the difference and call it 7%.
Mm-hmm.
So studies will tell us, and I was just reading a study yesterday, that recidivism among non-faith-based rehabilitation programs is 50%. Recidivism among inmates who have gone through a faith-based program is, we'll call it 14%. We'll use the worst number.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, expresses why a faith-based program works better, because you're correcting bad behaviors. You're building a business plan upon a solid foundation. And again, I don't doubt it. If the folks out there that are listening, if hey, you know, this isn't, you know, I'm not really, this isn't my thing. Well, then, I appreciate that, and maybe perhaps my program and my mentoring and coaching isn't for you. But if this is your mindset, if this is your frame of reference, you know, we can look to studies like that, because we don't want to fall into those bad behaviors. We want to stay away from those bad behaviors that are causing us to lose money and to perform poorly in the markets.
I mean, it makes sense, and empirically, it there's proof positive in this.
Exactly.
I mean, there's no question about it.
Exactly.
Well, okay. So what? Now let's talk, if we can, for just a minute here. Can we shift into your program specifically, Bill, which is it's Upside Breakout is the name.
Sure. Upside Breakout is a charting term that basically means, you know, the market kind of is bumping up against some resistance, and then suddenly, boom, you know, upside breakout, you know, for whatever caused it. And that, you know, there was no mistake in naming it that name. That's the vision I wanted to give people, is that, we can kind of, if you're a beginning trader, if you referring back to that 1 to 10 scale, if you're at a 1, we want to get you to a 6 as fast as possible. We want to get you, you know, to learn the nuances, to learn the terminology, to get you set up with, you know, proper equipment and in the right location as quickly as possible. If you're at a 6 or a 7, there are things that I'll give you a good example. Because once you're at a level 6, 7, or 8, there are psychological and spiritual things that can hold you back in ways that that, you know, ones and twos don't necessarily experience. And I'll give you a good example. There's a fellow I worked with who had a family member who would continually ask him for money. And it was a close family member, but he didn't want to, but he kept saying yes, even though he didn't want to keep giving the money. But then one day he had a really bad trading day, and this family member asked him for the money, and he found that he could say no. Well, he started identifying that, you know, when this family member would ask him for money, he would hesitate, he would lose a bunch of money, and then he would have the strength to say no. So whereas when he was making a lot of money and, he would have guilt about saying no, once he started getting into this pattern of losing, it made him easier to say no to this family member.
Mm-hmm.
These are the kind of things that traders at the levels of, you know, 6, 7, and 8 experience, that maybe, you know, traders at levels in 1 and 2 don't experience. But, you know, nonetheless, you know, those experiences are still there that need to be dealt with. But, getting back to the program, it is a, we're going to do a, right now we do a, you know, face-to-face program, but we're going to expand it to web-based, where really the first half of the program is really Bible study. It's coming to understand these seven principles that I talked about, that I distilled, that are the foundation for trading success. And upon that foundation, once that foundation is built, we're then going to build a sound trading plan. We make it fun, we make it entertaining, it's serious, it has a kind of a Bible study feel to it, so, you know, people get to know one another. But yeah, we're really excited about it.
Is this going to be you said it was going to be web-based, but initially is it going to be based on live workshop? Is it going to be delivered via webinar, teleseminar? How are you going to be delivering it?
Yeah, initially we're doing. I'm located in the western suburbs of Chicago, and we have really some nice office space that we're going to do. Small groups. I'm anticipating no more than 6 at a time to do this program, but we really want to expand it to a web-based program where, I recognize there are people all over the country that this information is vital to, and it becomes difficult, to do it face-to-face in that context. But this is why, today's internet makes everything like that possible. Getting back to the structure of the what early beginners or what early traders can expect. I started talking about what early traders should be looking for and setting up and whatnot and costs. As far as costs go, most early traders can expect to start about $25,000 will get them started in the business. Now, what that's going to do is they're going to get themselves a good computer. It's important to have good size monitors, at least one good one. I would prefer two. Makes it easier to see information. They need to fund a trading account to find a company through which to execute their trades. Much like if you have a stockbroker, whether you're going to trade commodities or whether you're going to trade stocks, you'd identify those costs and put money into account. And then really the cost of hiring a trading coach, which in the grand scheme of things is quite fractional.
Right. Yeah, it's discounted dollars. And for those of you on the phone call who are not familiar with discounted dollars, it's what do you pay for the return that you get as a result of making that investment? And anybody that is a good high-quality coach will make your investment an exponential return on that investment. Exponential.
Right. Yeah, that's right. And I wish, looking back on my career, and again, it's been a phenomenal career, but it struggled at the start. And boy, I would have gladly paid somebody to come along at the onset who had who shared my common values and who shared my thoughts and my worldview, but really, back then, 20-some years ago, all you could really rely on were, the traders around you, and they weren't so willing to give up their secrets or give up their winning ways, what they really relied on, and that's the other thing, people might say, the nice thing about trading is, the markets are so deep. The markets are so vast. The markets are bigger than any 1, 2, 5, 10, or 100 people can do. This isn't like I'm giving a seminar on buying foreclosed homes in DuPage County, where I'm creating competition among people within the area. There's I can instruct 10,000 people, and none of them even collectively could really make a big dent in the market in any 1 minute or two because of just the markets are so deep right now with volume and liquidity that I'm not creating competition for myself is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, so if you have 10 people in a room, you're not teaching them the inside secrets that are going to arm them against everybody else in the room.
Absolutely not. No.
Again, in essence,
if all 10 people decided, "Oh, you know what? I'm going to all trade they're going to trade soybeans." And on Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock, they all get a buy signal and says, "Oh, I want to buy the soybeans here." Even if all 10 of them acted at the same time in the same market, it really wouldn't do much because the markets are really so deep and so vast that even 10, 20 people all acting in concert with each other would barely move the market at one time. So again, I'm not creating competition for myself or amongst my students.
Correct. Yeah, I can see, and I'm sure that everybody on the call here, there's a lot of people on the call here that I can hear their wheels turning. I can hear them saying, "This is exactly what I've been looking for," because there's a missing link in the way I do things now, and the way that I want to do things in the future, not only from a financial standpoint, you know, how to improve my finances, but really about doing things the right way, you know, without guilt, without fear, without, you know, hesitation, and just being at peace. I know this, and the businesses I've been involved in, that's been what I've sought out to do in all the other businesses I've been involved in, is being aligned with, you know, my true north, which is biblical principles as well.
Right.
And so I know that there's a lot of people on the phone call here that feel the same, Bill. And you know, I just think you've got a great thing here going that a lot of people are looking for. Now, one thing I have to say about this mastermind principle, when you're talking about doing workshops, you know, with, you know, less than 10 people, right? There's a lot of power. I mean, there's tremendous power in the mastermind. Okay. Now, have you ever been part of a mastermind group? You know, a lot of people on the phone call may not have, but I will tell you, from being not only part of, but also the leader of many mastermind groups, that when you're in the room with bright people that are aligned with a common goal, there are breakthroughs that occur that you could never have in any other way.
Yeah, I mean, I agree.
Absolutely incredible, the momentum and the power that you get from these small intimate groups. Now, your delivery, I mean, when you're talking about these workshops, do you have an idea of how this is going to be delivered? Is it delivered monthly? Is it delivered in a three-day period? How is it delivered?
Yeah, our method is we were considering doing three-day workshops, but, you know, feeling that might be a bit too intense. You know, 3 days would be a lot of material to cover. We would probably do it over the course of 2 to 3 weeks, meeting a couple of hours for a couple of nights each week. And again, you know, we would set it up at, you know, towards the evening hours, so that people, it doesn't interrupt their work day or their trading day. And you know, like four to six central would be an optimal time, because the markets are closed, and it would allow people, you know, a couple hours a night for two nights a week for probably 2 to 3 weeks, and that would really fill, you know, all the blanks would be filled in. You know, I wanted to piggyback on something you were talking about there a minute ago, and the tagline to what I'm seeking to accomplish here is to generate greater profits for a greater purpose. You know, earlier I talked about trading account giving goals, where, you know, I felt it was a truly inspired by prayer. Again, where we set a goal of achieving a certain dollar amount in our account, and then giving away some amount, you know, within there. So again, I'll pick numbers that, let's say, you know, for me, these numbers came in pairs. So, you know, again, I won't tell you mine, but I'll use the figure of 50-10, meaning when your account reaches 50,000, give away 10,000. Well, I want to get a team, a group, a growing army of people who are committed to this goal setting plan, where you know, we can collectively we're reaching you know, maybe we want a goal of you know, 2 million, 1 million, meaning when our collective accounts reach 2 million, we're all going to give away, you know, collective amount of 1 million. You know, we're going to feed the hungry, we're going to clothe the poor, we're going to be the hands and feet of Christ, and that is my ultimate goal in this is, you know, I can do my giving over here, you know, kind of on the side here, and it's a great thing. But, you know, this is the concept where, you know, 1 + 1 = 2, where as I share these concepts, as I help people to develop their business and become, you know, prosperous and growing in their own business, plant in them that seed, that knowledge that, you know, not every dollar I make needs to be spent on me. Let's do this for something bigger.
Yep.
And that is actually part of one of the seven principles, you know, in the guideline, that you know, it's about giving, and it's about it's less about me and more about others.
It's a beautiful idea, a beautiful plan, and certainly an inspiring plan that I think you know, most people, if they really search their heart and soul, they realize that that's the thing that makes them happiest. Is when they can give back.
That's right.
You know, I've had the benefit of being around some very, very successful entrepreneurs over the course of my career. I mean, guys that were making, you know, well into the seven figures, if not the eight figures, okay? And the one thing that they had in common is they got to the point where they realized that it wasn't about them, that it was about, what they can do with the rewards that they've earned.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
And now, what's interesting about that is when they made that switch of awareness, right? Their profits grew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, isn't that funny?
Yeah. Right. Exactly. So. Right. I mean, and that's the promise within the Bible, also,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So it's funny that when you think outside of yourself and you start, you know, thinking about how to serve others, okay, first and foremost, then the rewards will come to you.
That's right.
Okay, so I think everything you're talking about is exciting for me. I think it's exciting for everybody who's on the call here. And, it's a great opportunity for everybody who's investigating, your line of work and trading, whether you're an experienced trader, whether you're a beginning trader, to do things right from the very, very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And really cut down on the learning curve and really live your business life aligned with your spiritual life and really be successful in both areas simultaneously.
I agree. I couldn't have said it better.
So if let's assume that everybody on the call here is interested. Can you give us, kind of a profile of who you're looking for to be part of this group, if you don't mind?
Really, anybody who is interested in trading, especially if you're interested in trading, you're investigating it. If you're seeing, like I said, maybe you're looking to supplement income, maybe you need to replace income because of job loss. This can be a great business, no doubt about it. But it can also be a heartbreak if you don't go about it the right way. Like the learning curve, we just talked about. In the learning process from 1 to 5, so many people get priced out. So many people don't make it past that learning curve, and that's what breaks my heart. These are people that maybe they have what it takes to be a successful trader. But they don't get the chance to find out because they haven't been able to afford the learning curve. We want to get you past that. We want to get you into the realm where you start to see success, and then we can move you. Like I said, if get you up to a level 6. And if you're at a level 6, 7, or 8, more than likely you know you're not living up to your full potential. You know that you're leaving money on the table. You're still falling into some trading traps. You haven't mastered your thoughts. Your thoughts are kind of beating you up. That we address that too. We want to, again, wherever you're at on the continuum, greater profits for a greater purpose, and that's what we're looking for.
Well, Bill, I thank you so much for this call because not only was it, informational, but certainly inspirational for me and I'm sure everybody on the call here. If we're looking for more information, can you give everybody, the information or where they can go to get additional information from you, phone number, website, things of that nature?
Sure, sure. My website is www.christiantradingcoach.com. It's not the Christian Trading. It's just www.christiantradingcoach.com. You can email me at support@christiantradingcoach.com. Again, that's support@christiantradingcoach.com. And I have a phone number here, 630-219-2183. Again, that's 630-219-2183. I anticipate the Upside Breakout program, next coaching and mentoring program, will begin sometime in March, probably the first week or two in March. And we look forward to having folks join us.
You're going to be doing this, from what I understand, either every other month or quarterly after that, correct?
Yeah, and again, it's going to. I've got a lot of time constraints on me right now. I'm trying to, I've got my own trading life that to work on, and developing this, wanting to do something. I think it's time to reach out and do something bigger than myself here. And so, the program itself will probably be offered every other month.
Okay.
Is our thoughts here now?
Okay. Well, Bill, thanks so much for taking the time out to be with us today. I think what you have to offer is just incredible. It's something that obviously every business needs to take a look at how they do business and employ the same principles that you've done in your business, because I think we'd all be better for it if we could do the same. So I want to thank you for taking the time out and sharing with us today. Once again, Bill's domain is www.christiantradingcoach.com. The phone number again, Bill, is
630-219-2183.
Or you can email Bill at support@christiantradingcoach.com for additional information. You know, hopefully this has been inspirational to all of you on the call, as it has been to me. Bill, I want to thank you again for taking the time out of your busy day to spend the time with us and really open our eyes to a new way of doing business.
Ken, thank you for all your kind words and blessings to you.
Great. Have a great day, Bill. Thanks.
Bye-bye.